Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Slipped my mind that we don't have news except once an hour at the Down. Well, I'll catch on in two or three more years. It's time for the week in theater. What is going on stage in Chicago? Most of the theaters still have their holiday productions going until after the new year. A couple of the theaters, Paramount and Aurora, has their Beauty and the Beast going until January the 19th. The Drury Lane has their Mary Poppins going until also January the 19th. And we've talked about a lot of the holiday shows already, so I thought today we would go back for a couple of things. In a moment, we remember the late, great Jerry Herman, one of the legendary names in Broadway musicals. We'll get to that in a couple of minutes. But I wanted to start off today, as we're kind of featuring some of the best of our A-list interviews that we've done. I wanted to spend a couple of minutes and just reflect on the closing of Hamilton in Chicago. 1 week from today will be the final production of Hamilton, the American musical, at the CIBC Theater on West Monroe Street. It's been 3 years and some change since it first opened here, and still amazing. If you get a chance, if you haven't seen Hamilton here, I highly recommend that you try to get a ticket and see it before it's gone. I'm sure it'll be back at some point, but it's not going to be for a while. But we were just, you know, thinking about and remembering all the excitement when Hamilton first opened here, and it was the first production outside of New York City to get their own production of Hamilton, and it starred a young actor by the name of Miguel Cervantes as Alexander Hamilton. He has been in the show for its entire length, for its entire run, 3 years plus, that it opened here in Chicago. And he actually has played Alexander Hamilton longer than Lin-Manuel Miranda played Alexander Hamilton on Broadway. And he still does a terrific job in that production. The side note on this is, and it's not so side note, I guess, because it's been all over the news, about the time that Miguel Cervantes was cast as Alexander Hamilton here in Chicago, his little daughter, Adeline, was diagnosed with a very rare form of childhood epilepsy. And she struggled and battled this childhood epilepsy up until couple of months ago, when this little four-year-old Angel passed away. And Miguel and his wife Kelly went through one of the most horrible losses that one could imagine, the loss of a child. Little Adelaide died in her mom Kelly's arms after incredible care, incredible fight against this horrible disease. Kelly and Miguel became spokespeople for a number of epilepsy causes, raising money for epilepsy causes, but ultimately suffered this horrible loss. And we've talked about this over and over. And I've been in touch with both Kelly and Miguel privately. It just feels like this really isn't something I would, you know, want to do a show on. Come on my show and talk about the death of your daughter seems like the height of insensitivity. But I did want to acknowledge Miguel and Kelly and their little boy, who is amazing, and remember this little angel, Adelaide. And I thought that it might be appropriate, since the show is going to be closing, sadly, to go back and play for you the very first interview that we did with Miguel Cervantes when Hamilton first opened back in 2016. This was my first chat with Hamilton star Miguel Cervantes.
You know, it's a crazy thing to talk about the pressure of the show, because it is this thing, it's this phenomenon. It's not just a cool show, it's not just a cool part. It has become something far beyond that. It's a movement. It's an energy. It's got this power with young people, with older folks. There's no limit to the people that it can reach and touch and move and affect. So, there is pressure. And Lin, you know, I always say that there's beyond his performance, there's a sort of an aura around the guy whose little brain made all these words. You know, all of these words came out of his mind, and I don't have that. I don't have that, you know, mystical quality where you watch the guy thinking, how did he?
That's really amazing.
It's an amazing thing. I saw him do the show a few times, and it's hard not to be mystified by the fact that he created this thing.
But with all that, you know, this show now is this juggernaut.
Yeah.
It's bigger than life. It's one of the biggest things ever in the history of theater ever. Yeah. And now, you know, it's coming here. I gotta think, that's how does an actor put that all of that out of their mind so they can relax and do the art?
I think what he not only created this, you know, amazing piece of theater, just as this phenomenon. He wrote an amazing story. He wrote very real and relatable characters. Yeah, it's Alexander Hamilton and George Washington and Aaron Burr, but they're real people. And he put this emotional journey into this thing that takes a lot of the pressure away. You look at the words, you say the words, you feel it, you live it, you look at the people on stage with you, and I find myself lost in what I'm saying and what I'm feeling, and that makes the story and the show happen.
How do you make this your own? I mean, you know, even people in Chicago who never got to New York or never could get tickets to see it in New York, they're very familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's been on the Tonys and, you know, so many things.
Well,
you've seen it a couple of times, and now you have to find a way to keep it true to the show, but also make it Miguel's.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest pressure that I have is to say all the words correctly, because everyone knows all the words. So if I mess up a lyric, it's very clear. Other than that, I am not asked to do what Lin did. I don't look like Lin. I'd sound different than him. I don't look like Javier, who does it on Broadway now. So I am not required or asked to do it that way. I will embody the Alexander Hamilton the way that I will do it, and sort of that's what they've asked me to do, and so I just feel it. You know, I feel what I'm saying. I feel the words, and I feel the story, and the emotions, and my energies come out just because that's the way he wrote it. And so I think the easiest thing to do is to emulate the person who made it successful.
Mm-hmm.
The less easy thing, but the more true thing, is to feel it the way I'm going to feel it. And I'm going to say it the way I'm going to say it. I'm going to move this way when he moved this way. And it holds. It holds. I watch, you know, Josh, the other Aaron Burr, and they are not doing the Broadway version. They're not doing the soundtrack version. And it holds. The story holds. The feelings hold. And the songs hold. And so I am relieved of the responsibility to, you know, make it sound like the soundtrack.
Yeah. What does Chicago mean to you? What does it mean to be opening this show here?
I don't know much about Chicago as a town. What I do know is that our producer Jeffrey, when I asked him about, you know, why Chicago, what is it about this town? And he said, this is a town that knows theater, that knows what's good. They know they know how to appreciate something like this. And so there is a little pressure. It's not, we're not going to some town in the middle of nowhere. This is a town that knows and that has an appreciation for a, you know, a good show. So that's what I know. That's what I know, that it's you know, everyone says the theater in Chicago, the community in Chicago, and the talent pool, and just the energy and the vibe of the Chicago theater scene is pretty intense, and it's a pretty special place.
It's got to make you maybe feel a little relieved. I don't know, or is it more pressure?
I think there is a little bit more pressure knowing that Chicago is a very serious theater town. You know, they have other shows they can go see. They have other talented companies and other, you know, amazing productions that are homegrown, you know, that are just Chicago things. So, you know, we're taking this Hamilton banner out of New York, and we're coming to your house, and we're coming to your front yard, and we're going to say, you know, this is our show, and I hope that we're received well. Because, you know, people can buy a plane ticket and go spend a vacation in New York and go see Hamilton, and it's this big thing, and now we're bringing it to you, and we're bringing it to this town that knows a good show, and that has a good world, theater world. So it's a little more pressure, you know. People are hungry to see the show. People want to see the show.
So Lynn, you know, famously would come outside the theater, and, you know, there'd be like these little impromptu things that went out on the street.
The ham for ham,
Any plans for that?
We're in talks. For that. You know, I think it's a very special way to engage with, you know, first of all, the people who are out there for the lottery who may or may not get to your, most of them won't get to see the show that day. So it is a really nice outreach thing to say that, though Hamilton is this big juggernaut, it's just us. We're just us. We're out here for you. You know, we're not out here higher, holier than thou. We are out here for you, and we want to be part of the community. And I think it's something important, and I really hope that we can find our own version of the Ham for Ham lottery, you know, variety hour, to give. Right. I think it's promising. It's promising. The outlook looks good.
If it happens, I want to see it happen in like February.
Ooh,
when it's about 20 below zero.
We'll
see what kind of singers you guys are. Our first conversation with the great Miguel Cervantes, who has shown himself to be an amazing onstage performer and an even better human being and father. He and his wife Kelly are maybe some of the best people that I know. Hamilton will be closing on January the 5th. We will miss the show greatly, and we will definitely miss these two people who have embraced Chicago and made it their home in the 3 years plus that they've been here. My understanding, the last time that I communicated with them, they told me that they were planning on heading back to New York City.